Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin, and it's great to have you along for this conversation. And I'm so excited today to have a very interesting man, we'll call him that, that's done a lot of things in his life and is doing some exciting things right now with his podcast called Cooking by Heart. And Chris Sarandon, thank you so much for being on News You Can Use. And I understand radio is one of your fun things to do.
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in the 40s and 50s. I'm dating myself, obviously. literally lying on an Afghan in front of the big console Zenith radio that we had in our house in West Virginia, listening to all the great radio dramas and the news. I was transfixed by it when I was a boy, and that's carried over into my waking life as well. I listen to a lot of radio in the car.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Well, it's great to have you. And, when I say Chris Sarandon, people might say, oh, that name rings a bell. So let's start a little bit about, where you come from, where you've been, and then we'll get to what you're doing today. So, I understand that you've done so many different things. And the reason that the name may sound familiar is because people know you, or it may be that they know you're one of your previous wives, Susan Sarandon. So Susan was your wife at one time.
That's correct. We were both, actually, I was in graduate school at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., and she was an undergrad when we met. She was a first-year undergrad, and I was a first-year grad student, and things just, ignited. We fell in love, we got married, and lived together for a number of years, and then parted ways, a number of years later, like 12, 15 years later.
Well, those things happen, right?
Yep.
And then,
yep.
And it was when you were with Susan then that you were cast, actually, in the soap opera The Guiding Light.
That's right. That's right. We had just made our sort of first foray into New York City. I'd been working at the Long Wharf Theater in New Haven, which was my first professional job and my first equity job. And we were living in a little sort of ramshackle house on the beach in Milford for no money with a couple of friends. And we both got agents at the same time, moved to New York. I got a soap and then Susan got a soap. And then I got a Broadway show, and then Susan got a movie called Joe, which was a big sort of hit in the 70s at that time. Then I moved on to films and television. It was a sort of very rapid and unusual ascent for both of us.
Well, yeah, but sometimes that's how some of the biggest stars start, right, in soap operas.
And, yes,
and it is a good start. I have a little soap opera story. So when I was working at Channel 30 back in the day, I had the opportunity to actually go and be a, what a U5 is, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's a U5 for our listeners? You can explain it.
An under five.
You have under
somebody,
five.
Somebody who's in the union but has less than five lines of dialogue. Right?
Right. So less than five lines. And so I actually was on Days of Our Lives.
Ah.
Yeah. And they had me on there as a weather girl. And it was just, it was so funny. So I did that one. And then I did another one. I still have the scripts, which is so cool. The whole script.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I did another one where I actually was at the opening of a new bookstore on the show. But I got to tell you, it was fun. You go into hair and makeup and wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then you sit there all day long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For your little U5 lines.
And, right.
And I was like, oh, I don't think I could do this on a full-time basis. But it was just, it's such a great experience,
That was actually my experience as well, being an under five. I made enough to pay the rent on an apartment that we had just taken in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And literally my lines were, I was a surgeon. I actually had a name. Dr. Tom Halverson, and basically my function was to be in the scrub room scrubbing as the lead characters came through to go into surgery. And almost always my one line was, "Good morning, doctor," and they would say, "Good morning, Dr. Halverson," and that was it.
That was it. That was it.
Yeah.
And then you go back to your little green room and you sit there until the next thing, right? Oh, that's great. Yep. Well, you've got quite some accomplishments, and I want to make sure that, you know, that we talk about some of those too. You also, you know, Broadway has been part of you. Two Gentlemen of Verona. You know, you were also in Al Pacino's, you played in Dog Day Afternoon. Talk a little bit about that. So you were a transsexual lover?
Yeah, one of the first, if not one of the first, trans characters in movie history, at least in big studio movie history. A great movie called Dog Day Afternoon, which was nominated for like
an Academy Award.
Academy Awards.
Best Supporting Actor, Golden Globe. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a great experience because it was with the great Sidney Lumet, who directed Serpico and any number of other great films, but also Dog Day, and the cast, John Cazale, Charles Durning. It was a wonderful kind of immersion in the whole sort of Hollywood world, but at the same time, it was New York. We shot in New York, we shot in Brooklyn. I spent a lot of time rehearsing, which is unheard of for most movies. Because Sidney Lumet came from the theater, and it was an extraordinary experience for me.
So it didn't bother you to play that role? That's the role you auditioned for, and you got the role, and you got some accolades for that? You're an actor, right?
Beautifully written character. The story was an extraordinary one for for its time, about, essentially the Al Pacino's character's motivation for robbing the bank was to pay for his quote-unquote wife's sex change operation. I played the character who was his would-be transsexual. He hadn't actually transitioned, but wanted to. And it's an extraordinary true story, by the way, that happened in New York a few years previous to the making of the movie.
Wow. That was a long time ago, and now it's kind of like mainstream, right? Also, you know, talk about, too, the other one I was really interested in is Protocol with Goldie Hawn.
Oh. Yeah, that happened. Essentially, I was by then sort of on the ascent, doing a lot of movies in L.A. and Hollywood, and I was offered this role. Herb Ross, the director, Goldie Hawn, very funny movie. Gene Smart was in that movie. Mm-hmm. A number of wonderful people. A comedy about a young woman who's sort of thrust into the middle of a political maelstrom in Washington, D.C., and the irrepressible Goldie Hawn, who was, by the way, a dream to work with. She was really wonderful.
Yeah, she just seems like that kind of a person. You know, she really does. So, and another notable title that people might recognize is The Nightmare Before Christmas. Talk about that.
That's right. That was one that I literally just auditioned for. The music and the singing had been done for this wonderful stop-motion animation movie by Tim Burton, created the characters, and then it was directed by Henry Selick, who also directed Coraline, The James and the Giant Peach. And this stop-motion way of making movies is just, it's extraordinary because it's literally a frame at a time, and they move the character, and then they move the character.
Yes.
I just auditioned for it, and they matched my voice to Danny Elfman's singing and score, and the rest is history. It's become a Halloween and Christmas staple.
Absolutely.
All over the world,
every year. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Chris Sarandon, actor, performer, author, podcaster. Did I leave anything out?
Keep going. I'm just kidding. Grandfather.
Grandfather. Yeah, that's
husband.
Probably husband. Yeah. We'll get into that too. So let's kind of fast forward now. You're married to Joanna Gleason,
yes,
right?
The great Joanna
the
Gleason.
The great Tony Joanna Ward, Gleason. Yes.
Tony Award winner for Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, a writer, now a director, film director. She's got a movie coming out sometime soon, we're hoping. Called The Grotto, which is wonderful, funny, heartbreaking, and also quite uplifting. It's a wonderful movie.
Wow. So you kind of like those actress women, don't you?
Well, you know, they're never boring. Life
never boring. That's exactly right. So let's talk about your latest thing. You've created this unbelievable podcast, and I hope that people will, you know, jot down the information that we're going to give you throughout this conversation about, you know, what is it that kind of spurred this idea? You know, many people haven't even, you know, until not that long ago, heard about podcasts. What is it about cooking and your podcast, Cooking by Heart? What, where did that come from?
Well, it really had its genesis during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my brother-in-law, who's very close to, and he is a major podcast fan, loves podcasts. And he said, oh, well, you know, we're all sitting around doing nothing. Why don't you do a podcast? And I said, well, what am I going to do a podcast about? And he said, come on. He said, you're Greek. You grew up in a restaurant. Your family, you cook for us whenever we're together. Do a food podcast. And I started listening to food podcasts. I thought, oh, it's not a bad idea, but nothing really struck my fancy. And then I realized my story is that I grew up around food. Mm-hmm. I literally worked in my father's restaurant from the time I was 10 years old until I went away to college, escaping as quickly as I could, mm-hmm, the restaurant business. But it stayed with me forever because I still cook. I still have that interest. So I talk to people about what it was like in their life growing up around food. And the guests that I have on the show are, you know, they range from, I've talked to all of the casts of various movies that I've done. The Princess Bride cast, I talked to Cary Elwes and Carol Kane. I've talked to John Sebastian, the great Love and Spoonful songwriter and musician. I also have talked to my ex-wife, Susan. She and I talked about her growing up in New Jersey, the Child's Play. I was in a movie called Child's Play, the Chucky movie. Well, I talked to the cast there. I talked to great chefs. I've talked to Jacques Pepin.
Wow.
Who I did a live show actually with Jacques here in Fairfield, Connecticut at the Sacred Heart University Community Theater, and also Lydia Bastianich, Rocco DiSpirito, Carla Hall, the great Carla Hall, a lot of wonderful chefs, LeVar Burton. I'm sure your listeners will know LeVar. Melissa Gilbert, a wonderful guy by the name of Mike Flanagan, who's the sort of major kind of horror director working right now. He's going to do the new version of The Exorcist. And they all have stories about...
Oh, you left out my favorite. I got to interrupt you. You left out my favorite. I was hoping you'd get to it. CMA Award winner Kathy Mattea.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes, my gosh.
I was going to talk about Kathy because she also is from West Virginia, which is my home state.
Ah, well, yeah. That is so cool. So, you know, you talk about celebrity chefs. You talk about, you know, in this podcast, Cooking by Heart. Now you're in your second season, right?
We just finished the second season.
Okay.
And we're gearing up for season three, or at least we're on the road to it. We won't really be getting up and going until September.
All right. And I also want to tell people, there's so many places that you can find the podcast, Cooking by Heart. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on YouTube. It's on Spotify. It's on Google Podcasts. It's on Amazon Music. And it's on Audible.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Right. And by the way, we do videos of all of them. So there are videos, as you mentioned, available on YouTube as well.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, you want to kind of see what you're talking about. It's hard to do. It's hard to do recipes and things over radio because people just don't get it, right? So
and one of the things we do is that each guest furnishes a recipe, and they've all been collected on my website, chrissarandon.com. Mm-hmm. So you actually, your audience can go to my website and access the links to every episode of the podcast, as well as all the recipes that the guests have furnished me.
Okay. And who are some of your favorite moments, you know, doing the podcast? You know, some of those aha moments like, oh, this is one of my favorites.
Well, one of them has to be with Susan Sarandon, whom we hadn't seen each other in a number of years. And she got in touch with me and said, oh, I see you're doing this. I'd love to come and do it. We did a live show. And it was really a kind of wonderfully, for want of a better word, nostalgic sort of look back at a time in my life when I was very young. And so was she, for that matter. And we had a lot of laughs, and it was a great, great a time for us. Also, the Jacques Pepin podcast. This man has lived such a remarkable life. And just to be in the presence of this legendary figure,
right,
who is at the same time humble and accessible and just a sweetheart of a gentleman. He's a wonderful man. My interview with Rick Nielsen from the band Cheap Tricks, one of the great eccentrics who is still literally on tour in the rock and roll business. Melissa Gilbert, who's an extraordinary woman. Mario Cantone, who was on the show and is one of the funniest human beings ever. I've interviewed a couple of comedians as well. Michael Patrick King, who is the co-creator of Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. A very funny, interesting, fascinating guy. So it's been a real kind of education for me in so many ways, because I realized, I don't think I realized going in, just how food binds us to our history and the memories therein. And sometimes, you know, the memories are not particularly
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, sitting around the table. Michael Patrick King talked about the fact that the only time his mother's food had any flavor is when she cried into the mashed potatoes.
little bit of salt, no butter, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the stories are all varied, and at the same time, they give us a sense of the community that we all share through food.
Yeah, food's such a huge component of everything, right?
Yeah, and like you said, such a glue in our culture.
Right, like I know when I look at a box of Velveeta cheese, right? When I see that, when I see that in the refrigerated aisle, like I get these flashbacks because I remember growing up and that's pretty much all we ate was that processed cheese. But you know, that was then, and now there's nothing better for me than a good batch of homemade, which as I call homemade mac and cheese with the Velveeta block, right? That's my favorite. Yeah. And it's interesting. I make it for my granddaughter. She said, "Will you make your homemade mac and cheese?" She loves it too. So, you know, there's some good things that come out of these memories. So as you move forward with the podcast, and again, I want to remind people it's called Cooking by Heart, and we are speaking today with Chris Sarandon. And Chris, who's on your wish list? What's coming up in the upcoming podcast?
Well, I've got a number of guests.
Tell us a secret. Come on.
I've approached. There are no secrets at the moment that I can divulge. Perhaps in the coming weeks, I can slip you a note. That will lead us to one of our guests for the coming year. I'm because everything's in flux right now. Mm-hmm. I'm looking literally at a book written by a very famous movie villain. I'm not going to name who he is.
Okay.
That your audience will all know. The face is inimitable, and who lived an extraordinary life, and he now is in the food business. So that's going to be coming up, and as well as a number of friends of mine who are in the television world, who have been on television series, and I'm hoping to, of course, extend invitations to famous chefs to do live shows here in Fairfield. So that's the sort of what's on the plate for the coming season.
Well, you know who's in Connecticut right now, right? Down at the casino is Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's down there doing his, I think it's Hell's Kitchen, his new show. He's actually filming. He's actually filming down there. So I'm giving you a little hint. You might want to see if you can't track that guy down.
That would be great.
Often
it coincides with the books that are coming out. So hopefully so the timing will work out. I'll keep my ears and my eyes open.
Right. Well, you know, and the fact is, you know, not only how you grew up, you know, in the Greek restaurant business with your family, but all the connections that you've made and established over the years. And I think your brother-in-law, you know, hit the nail on the head. You know all these people. Oh. You love cooking. You know, you've got the acting performance background. Why not take this and make it something that you can share with everybody? And that's what you're doing.
Right. And also it has a deep meaning for me as well. You know, when I share these stories with the folks that I talk to, it gives me a sense of how the time that I spent in my father's restaurant was not, you know, when I was doing it, it was not fun because it was hard work.
Right, it is.
But at the same time, the lessons I learned and the
priceless.
the connections that I made talking to people, the cavalcade of humanity. I mean, my dad's restaurant was in a very small coal mining town in West Virginia. So, it was also the county seat. So there were lawyers who came in, but also coal miners and doctors and people just from the, you know, all walks of life. So I was exposed to that from the time I was a kid, and it was through food.
Right. And I think it's those things that, you know, that's part of the foundation that you were built on, right? And
yep,
and those
exactly.
And the hard work ethic and, you know, the people yep. skills and having to, you know, just kind of conform to your environment and then take that and look what you've done with that. Now, you're going to take the podcast and you're writing some books, I understand, as well.
Well, yeah, you know, I started a memoir a number of years ago, and then I left it when I started the podcast. And just over the summer, in fact, you have your finger on my pulse. I have my computer open to the number of drafts that I've written over the years of my memoir, which I'm hoping I'm going to complete sometime very soon.
And what is it that's going to be in there that's going to be a page turner? Can you share a little bit about? Kind of
oh gosh,
what
so many, is? So many stories about not only growing up, and I think it's something that a lot of Americans can identify with, because we all, in one way or another, have a feeling of being the other, of not being conforming to the kind of, you know, our environment. When you were in school, for instance, high school, which is a kind of hotbed of personality conflict and growing up. And I was constantly trying to conform to being an all-American kid, but I was at the same time the son of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Greek was spoken at home. My life was, conflicted in that regard when I was younger. And it followed me for a number of years until I finally figured out a way to resolve it. And that's part of the story, but also the story of my father and how he got here and my mother's family.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. My mother's father was a bootlegger, and you know, there's a lot of great stories there that I'm going to share with everybody.
Well, that sounds great, because there's so many things that, you know, people would want to read about, right? It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let that sit on the shelf much longer. That's my advice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So again, it's the podcast is Cooking by Heart. How many times a week, or what is your schedule as far as
it's bi-weekly, so it's every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I release a new show as well as the recipes, which are all, as I mentioned, online at chrissarandon.com, as are the links for the podcast itself.
Okay. And remember, you can also get this visually on YouTube.
Yep.
The name of the podcast, again, Cooking by Heart with Chris Sarandon as your host. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify. It's on Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and also on Audible. What is the one recipe? We've got just a couple minutes left here. But Chris, what is one of the recipes or one of the shows that's gotten the most views or the most hits?
I think probably it's between Susan, who's shared some information about something that happened at our wedding, and
uh-oh.
I'm going to leave
oh, you got to go find that one. Got to go find that one.
With a member of her family, which
oh,
is a
no.
great story.
It happens at
and,
everybody's wedding.
And then Jacques Pepin talking about being a wartime child, literally his mother foraging for food while his father was in the resistance in the mountains fighting the Germans. And the recipe that Jacques gave us was his mother's favorite recipe, les œufs Jeannette, eggs Jeannette, his mother's name, an extraordinary woman who became a restaurateur, and also some of the stories that Jacques told, which were just extraordinary, and actually not that dissimilar from the stories that my father told me of when he was 12 or 13 or 14 and being sent away from home. Jacques became an apprentice in a restaurant when he was 13 years old. By choice.
Mm-hmm.
So they're heartwarming, and at the same time, it's to me extraordinary that these people exist in our culture, because we're so kind of inured to the good stories in our lives. We're so bombarded all the bad stuff that's gone flying around.
Well, you know, and that says a lot about you too, Chris, because, you know, as the host of the podcast, you know what to bring out in these people. You're not there just to talk about process and procedure and ingredients and things like that.
It takes
to have that face-to-face contact, which it sounds like you've gotten a lot of that, but to be able to bring out those stories and let them go back, you know, to those times instead of just talking about all the successes, that says a lot. And that's why I really feel that your podcasts have so much to them, so much meat to them, if you will. Hey, did you like that?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I love it. I'm going to steal that one.
All right. You can steal it. All right. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, you know, speaking with you again. Cooking by Heart, you got to look it up. So again, if you want to find all the content that Chris has put together, you can go to chrissarandon.com. That's chrissarandon.com. Sometimes we got to spell it out, Chris, you know?
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, it was an absolute pleasure. Continued success. We're going to look forward to that memoir that you said you're going to keep working on. And I absolutely appreciate your time and sharing, you know, such great stories with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. My pleasure. My pleasure. And hi out there to all the folks in Connecticut. I'm thrilled to be a resident of this wonderful state.
Yes, it is a beautiful state. And of course, we couldn't do the show without our listeners. So thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.